This is KVNF's regional newscast for Monday, May 17th, 2021. I'm Gavin Dahl. Rick Stockton, beloved North Fork Valley musician, co-founder of Mountain Harvest Festival, and KVNF DJ, has passed on. Rick formed the rock band The Strolling Scones, or later just The Scones, over a decade ago, along with Helen Highwater. They toured extensively and shared stages with Joe Cocker, Lyle Lovett, John Lee Hooker, and others. A celebration of life will reportedly be planned at a later date. KVNF shares condolences to all who knew Rick. The town of Ridgeway joins Hotchkiss and Paonia enacting voluntary water restrictions. At their meeting last week, the Ridgeway Town Council voted on restrictions that do not apply to drip systems or use of hand-watering containers. The details include no irrigating between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. when windy or anytime on Mondays. Restrictions are in place until further notice. Governor Jared Polis signed more than a dozen bills into law last week, including one allowing residents to have their bodies turned into garden soil after they die. Colorado is the second state to allow the composting of human remains. Republican Representative Matt Soper of Delta says it had support across the political spectrum.
I certainly have very conservative constituents who tell me that they love the idea of being tied to the land that they were born on and they have worked with their hands, whether it's through farming or ranching. I have more liberal constituents who say to me, Matt, I love this because it's a green way to leave this world as well.
Governor Polis also signed a bill requiring all businesses to accept cash starting later on this summer. Supporters say cashless policies adopted during the pandemic have hurt younger residents who do not have bank accounts, and many of those experiencing homelessness. Polis shared new mask guidelines on Friday in response to new guidance from the CDC. He encourages anyone age 11 and up who's not fully vaccinated to continue wearing a facial covering anywhere members of different households are present. While those fully vaccinated can go without masks in almost all settings, businesses may still require them if they wish. U.S. Senator Michael Bennet introduced the Future of Local News Act last week. It would form a 13-member committee to examine the local news scene around the nation and provide recommendations. Senator Bennet said, quote, local reporting that engages citizens, shapes communities, and holds local governments accountable is foundational to our democracy. And I'm concerned that if we do not take action soon, we could be headed for an America without local news. I hope this legislation will help us find common sense, nonpartisan solutions to support local journalism while preserving the independence vital to the free press, end quote. Gray water issues are heating up in Delta County. Kate Redmond spoke with a North Fork Valley water reuse proponent who recently brought up gray water at a Hotchkiss coffee with a commissioner. She also checked in with two different staffers from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment to learn more about catchment and reuse of household water. First up, we hear from Nicole Rowan, the manager of the Clean Water Program at the Water Quality Control Division of CDPHE.
Regulation 86 is a regulation that is focused on technology and treatment of gray water systems in Colorado. And it's really an overarching regulation that provides some standards for treatment of gray water that then can be adopted at a local level, at a city level, or a county level. Gray water is really focused on water from indoor plumbing, our showers or sinks in bathrooms. It's not from dishwashers or from kitchen sinks or from toilets.
And the issue is the potential for introduction of bacteria and pathogens. Can municipalities retool water systems so that this doesn't become an issue?
There are some municipalities that, as they are developing and redeveloping, considering all different ways to reuse water, either from wastewater systems, the water that we flush, and also the use of gray water systems in developments.
Brett Isigel is an engineer section manager at the CDPHE.
This is an opportunity for single family homeowners or multifamily homeowners to do this in their own homes. Now, they would have to manage this system, obviously with the approval based on the local requirements. And I think that if you're looking for a more centralized type opportunity, they would look outside of gray water regs, Reg 86, and maybe look to Regulation 84, which is reclaimed water, which is more of a black water treatment to then be used locally, like for landscape or potentially for some indoor uses. And it depends on the scale.
Part of the inspection process is a percolation test of the soil to determine the water absorption capacity. Why is this especially important where gray water is concerned? And can you talk about the preponderance of clay in many Colorado soils?
We're looking at public health and not just the environment. And so what we set was standards and best management practices. Now, one of the best management practices is non-contact. And so the idea was to keep the infiltration rate such that it would go down into the soil and into the root zone for uptake and not to the surface so that maybe kids playing or dogs have exposure to potential pathogens. Clay is very challenging to allow water to seep through. We excluded it at first, and it is something that I think that people would like to look into because there is a lot of clay in Colorado. What the proposal was very limited in scope. And the reason that was so limited in scope, because this was a brand new program. And so we were trying to allow people to understand the issues with it so that we could then expand from there. And I think we're at that place now that we need to start having those conversations more fully.
Bruce Woodside is a North Fork Valley resident who has designed and implemented a gray water system at his previous residence in another state. He would very much like to see Delta County adopt and adapt Regulation 86. You recently met with a county commissioner on this subject. What is Delta County's current position on gray water?
The commissioner that I met with handed me this frequently asked questions printout. The first question is gray water capture and use allowed in Delta County? In short, no, that was the answer. It's legal at the state level, but each county has to come up with a permitting process.
And why would Delta County not opt in since we are going to be in exceptional drought?
I don't think there's generally an acknowledgement that we are going to be in drought. The aridification has come on so quickly. I think it's kind of somewhat unprepared. I see water managers everywhere scrambling to try to figure out how to deal with the drying out of the watershed.
So if people use a basin to collect this water and go water their plants with it, will they be breaking the law?
Well, technically, the water belongs to the people. It's just passing through when you're using it. In Colorado, there's a beneficial use that you're supposed to be making with the water. When you irrigate here, they sort of divide the water into three parts. First is beneficial use. The second is water that may be wasted. And the next is the water that gets sent on down the line. And there are formulas for what's within the legal limits on each of those things. But it's recognized that you're going to waste some of the water. And it's never really wasted. It does percolate down into the soil and into the water table. And we should really be understanding our landscapes in terms of the water ethics, how we're using this water, especially now that it's becoming more precious and the supplies are declining.
And do you think that the county will begin to adopt gray water ideas?
Yeah, I just wish they would hurry it up.
Delta County Commissioners and Health Department declined my request for interviews for this story. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
That does it for Monday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.